Strokes, Hot FM, it's a vibe.
Fruity comes in six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OG all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Top stories at 12 hours. Select committee backs Bill 7, urges Parliament support. ECZ confirms readiness for free and fair Chawama by election. And pro-democracy Hong Kong tycoon Jimmy Lai found guilty of colluding with foreign forces.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. The Parliamentary Select Committee appointed to scrutinize Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 says it is satisfied that the proposed law addresses some existing constitutional gaps and has urged the House to support the bill. Presenting the committee's report in Parliament during the bill's second reading, Committee Chairperson and Nalolo Member of Parliament, Imanga Wamunyima, said most stakeholders who appeared before the committee expressed support for the bill. However, Mr. Wamunyima said the committee recommended that Clause 3, which seeks to amend Article 51 of the Constitution, be deleted as it infringes on the rights of individuals to stand as independent candidates if not adopted by their political party.
It is also worth not mentioning, Madam Speaker, that a few stakeholders did not support Bill 7 and called for its withdrawal, citing lack of broad consultation in the constitution-making process. The stakeholders indicated that wide consultation was cardinal if the constitution was to stand the test of time. Madam Speaker, having carefully analyzed the bill and the submissions from the stakeholders, the committee is satisfied that the bill adequately addresses some of the existing constitutional gaps and accordingly urges the House to support it.
And Leader of the Opposition in Parliament, Robert Chavinga, has urged MPs to exercise their mandate and represent their constituents, adding that the Patriotic Front faction will ensure that the bill is passed.
To encourage my fellow members of parliament, especially from the Patriot Front, that no one should intimidate you because you have a duty. And the duty that we have, Madam Speaker, is that we were voted by the people to come to this parliament and make laws. And therefore, Madam Speaker, it's very disheartening to see that amongst ourselves, we are able to criticize ourselves that this is not a people-driven constitution. And Madam Speaker, this bill has to be debated on the floor of the House, not in the social media.
Meanwhile, Parliament buildings and surrounding areas have remained calm despite heightened security as Parliament debates Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7. The increased police presence follows a statement by the Zambia Police Service indicating it had received intelligence suggesting that some individuals might attempt to disrupt proceedings at Parliament buildings and nearby areas during today's sitting. A check by Hot FM confirmed the presence of uniformed police officers stationed at the main Parliament entrance, while armed officers were patrolling along Parliament Road and Manda Hill Road. Meanwhile, four buses carrying suspected political cadres were seen arriving near the Parliament entrance, but left shortly after 10 hours following a brief interaction with police officers. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, says it is fully prepared to conduct a free, fair and credible by-election in Chawama constituency. Speaking during a stakeholder engagement meeting, ECZ Lusaka District Assistant Electoral Officer Victor Kagoli said the commission has put in place several measures ahead of the polls, including securing polling stations and training electoral staff to ensure an orderly and transparent election. Mr. Kagoli has called on all institutions involved in the electoral process to work collaboratively to ensure that the people of Chawama participate in an election free from intimidation, violence or oppression.
I wish to assure all the stakeholders that yes, the Electoral Commission of Zambia is fully prepared to conduct a free, fair and credible election. Robust measures have been put in place to safeguard polling stations, rather to safeguard the election, the polling stations, the ballot papers and the electoral personnel. In addition, electoral staff have undergone comprehensive training to guarantee professionalism, impartiality and efficiency throughout the process.
Meanwhile, ECZ Field Assistant Returning Officer Justin Munkobwe has urged all candidates to strictly adhere to electoral laws and procedures, noting that compliance by all stakeholders is critical to maintaining the integrity of the Chawama by-election.
All stakeholders are expected to discharge their duties in accordance with the Electoral Code of Conduct and any other written law or such law directives that they may be given by the Commission. We all know that every game has rules. Nangula Mubira Mwariwama Funde of Twiletwa Konka. So one set Twiletwa Konka Funde, Edio Akabungwe, Ka Commission, Kavi Kapo.
The campaign period for the Chawama National Assembly by-election, scheduled for 15th January 2026, will run from 14 hours on Wednesday, 17th December 2025, to 18 hours on Wednesday, 14th January 2026. The Finnish government says it has strengthened its bilateral relationship with Zambia from traditional development cooperation to a more diversified partnership anchored in trade, economic collaboration and forestry. In an interview, Finnish Ambassador to Zambia, Sanna Hallinen, said the long-standing relationship between the two nations has evolved in response to changing global and national priorities. Ms. Hallinen has noted that while development cooperation has historically been central to Finland-Zambia relations, the future now lies in expanding commercial ties and strengthening sector-specific partnerships. She has reaffirmed Finland's commitment to supporting Zambia's development trajectory, adding that the strengthened partnership will bring mutual benefits and deepen diplomatic ties between the two countries.
When we started collaborating with Zambia many decades ago, the relations were very much based on the traditional development cooperation. Now the relations are more sort of diversified, that we do not only development, but we also have very diversified trade relations. So we do, so we focus very much also on economic development. We have many Finnish companies that are interested in the Zambian market, and not only in mining, but also in areas such as circular economy, forestry.
Human rights advocate and democracy specialist Ngande Mwanajuti has criticized what he describes as a growing lack of objectivity among politicians and political commentators, warning that such conduct weakens democratic checks and balances. Mr. Mwanajuti said politics should not be reduced to dismissing everything proposed by